There is nothing wrong with your internet. Do not attempt to adjust your settings. We are controlling the podcast. We control the squealing and the screams. We can make your heart flutter, your eyes blur from tears, or sharpen your mind to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit back. We are in control of what you hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your settings. You are about to experience the awe and mystery known as the female mind. You are now entering the Fangirl Zone.
Welcome back to the C Word, an Orphan Black Echoes podcast. I am Sean Fangirl S.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Kim.
And today we are talking about season one, episode 10, the season finale. Better not be series. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
We Will Come Again, written by Anna Fischko, John Fawcett, and Graham Manson, and directed by John Fawcett.
Well, this will be an interesting little recap here. After Charlie is kidnapped, Lucy is left with a difficult choice. Kira and Eleanor finally uncover the connection between the 12 unidentifiable files and Deros's bigger plan, but it may be too late to stop him.
All right, so Echoes begins with Eleanor and Kira sneaking into her office. They are able to print the faces of the 11 of the scans. Eleanor tries to identify them while sending the 12 scan to a friend for help. Craig is stable, but Jack is furious as he learns Tom has kidnapped Charlie. Lucy promises to give herself up and meets with Tom. However, as much as he wants to kill her and call it a day, can't, as Darrow's Tom agrees to trade Charlie.
Unbeknownst, can I just say the whole thing going on too with Tom, like, oh yeah, you should try this. And, you know, the pumpkin spice is only here for a little bit. And I'm like, it's just kind of funny that it coincides with like pumpkin spice dropping everywhere here too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Tom, you're so basic. You want pumpkin spice. And that's not a dig. That's just a joke. I'm sorry, because my husband says that to me all the time too. But I thought it was hilarious that he was so stuck on pumpkin spice. Maybe it was just me.
I mean, I can't even say anything because I was at Starbucks that first day. Pictures and everything.
No. I love you, Kim. You're so basic.
Shame on me. I couldn't help it. The app was blowing up saying tomorrow, today, and I'm like, it worked. So, unbeknownst to this drama, Jules is busy bonding with Xander as he reveals that Lucy and Eleanor feel like family to her. Xander wonders if he is a younger version. Why does he have recent memory of Darrow's killing the earlier princess? Good question. He is also angry at himself for wanting to be like Darrow, as he apologizes for shooting Craig. That is a very good question. Why would he have that?
I thought it was just based on when he was like printed as to what memories he would get, because it would be like a more recent scan. So maybe because he was scanned after that one.
Well, I thought the scan had to be of like how they were at that particular age. So like it would have to be a scan from him as a teenager.
Well, that makes sense, too. But I was just thinking, like, it was for memory purposes or something.
Yeah,
but
couldn't be.
I don't know. That is weird, though. I feel like that's a plot hole.
Yeah. Unable to get in touch with Lucy, a worried Jules heads over to Jack. She overhears Lucy telling Jack about Tom's deal and runs off. Before Jack and Lucy can stop her, Jules gives herself up to Tom, who lets Charlie go. Tina, Jack, and Charlie decide to leave and stay you're clear of danger. Charlie understands why Lucy can't come with them and tells her to help Jules. Jack asks why she named herself Lucy, and turns out it's a children's book character who came to life because someone wished. He assures her that he knows, cares for him and Charlie the way she does Jules, but he needs to put Charlie first. He refuses to answer if Lucy will ever see him again, and he leaves, which is kind of sad, but also like, he has to put a dollar first.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. He does.
Totally get that, but was that not heartbreaking?
Very. Rona suddenly shows up and tells a surprised Kira that she relates to her. She misses her dad and wants Kira to print him. Kira tells her to let go and how the printer is disabled. But guess that's not what Rona wanted to hear, as she tells Kira to figure it out. Turns out Rona recorded the conversation where Lucas told her about the printing. She threatens to go public with it and reminds Kira that human cloning is illegal. A shocked Kira tells Eleanor, who tells her to inform Lucas.
That was the shittiest thing I had ever seen. Although I was still saying that she was part of Daros's people.
Right.
But when I seen that, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. While Eleanor is alone at home, Lucas shows up, having spoken to Kira and broken up with Rona. He apologizes for being harsh and tells Eleanor that it will take him some time to see her as his mother, but he misses her. They hug and he asks how she feels about Kira. A conflicted Eleanor starts going through their wedding photos and vows.
Okay, that was sad. And I also kept thinking she was going to find something Kira put in there for her specifically.
Right.
Meanwhile, Daros is announcing a launch the next day, and Xander offers to help as it will be the only time they can get to Jewel. As they plan the breakout, Kira tells Xander to disable Daros' printer before he leaves, and in return, he tells her about Daros' sister. As for Eleanor, she continues to identify the 11 scan. Like, I was still on the fence with Xander. I don't know how I feel about him. But he arrives at the farm and spins a lie about being the strong one and gains Daros' trust. Now, when he said being the strong one, I know we all seen Daros' face. Like, oh, you remember that. Okay.
Right.
After he leaves for the launch, Xander sneaks in Lucy and they break out Jewels. But they got to go their separate ways as he heads out to find the printer. Meanwhile, Kira goes to the launch to stall Xander. He announces a genius project where 11 brilliant orphan teens will be nurtured to their fullest potential. Wait, I thought he had a bigger number, but that 11 were the only ones there. Was I wrong?
No, that was 11. It was 11.
Yeah.
Okay. I kept thinking he said more, but as this is happening, Eleanor finally identifies the scan and realizes these kids are printout of brilliant scientists over the last 50 years, which she alerts Kira to this fact. After the launch, Kira stalls him by asking why he's doing such an unethical thing by printing, manipulating, and lying to these kids. He claims Jules was corrupted by them, but a blank slate is easier to guide and nurture in the right direction. He goes on and on and on about how these kids with the right resources can cure cancer. I'm just looking at this man like, you are just seriously troubled.
Yes. Very sick man.
Yeah, just because you know he's not doing this for the greater good.
No.
But Kira ends up bringing up her ace in the hole, and she asks why he didn't print his sister Zora, who had cancer, and if he's doing it for her, what's up? And he's like, I'm not doing it for her. I don't know what you're talking about. And just kind of storms off.
Well, he basically said, I'm not you. And as a dig to Kira.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, yeah, Kira has, like, empathy. He doesn't seem to. He doesn't seem the problem with printing people that probably didn't agree to it.
No.
I don't understand that either, because somebody's going to recognize them. If they were really brilliant scientists over the last 50 years, they're not going to age more than 5 years before somebody recognizes. Like, their picture should be everywhere, don't they?
Yep. Especially seeing that they were broadcasting his announcement.
Especially the family of that Nobel Prize winner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crazy. She texts Lucy and Jules that Daros is on the way, but they get lost and come across a ward where the printout kids woke up and were brainwashed into believing their fake facts. Jewel recognizes her fake grandfather in one of the photos and takes all the photos to help track down the kids and tell them. As they are leaving, Daros shows up. Yeah, that was crazy. Wasn't expecting that.
Oh my God. I don't know about you guys, but as soon as that happened, I'm like, what the hell? And I'm just like staring.
Kira comes home to Eleanor, replanting their garden. She believes they should build a new life together, and Kira is happy. However, Eleanor reveals that she finally identified the 12 scan, and it's Kira. But at the end of Orphan Black, Echoes, Episode 10, Xander shows Lucy his 12 printout, Jules 2.0.
Yeah, with Daros is like, you know, because Lucy tried to say, I'm sorry, Lucy and Jules want to save the girl that they see in there, or the person, because they didn't know it was a girl. And Daros comes, obviously, we know, takes out Jules, which threw us all off. And it's like, oh, here. And we had just heard that the 12th scan is Kira, which I'm thinking, oh, we're going to get to see a slightly older version of Kira from the original. Like, I was hoping it'd be the same girl. And instead, it's like a blonde Jules.
Yep.
And so I'm like, what did they do? is Kira still out there? Did he like combine the two or something? Like, and where the hell is Xander right now? Like, I feel like he should have come back and tried to help them. I don't know.
Yeah, we got the shot of seeing him at the printer, and he does take the lens off, but we don't see him destroy the lens, which is what Kira probably told him to do. And that's the last we see of Xander in the episode.
Yep.
I don't know if I like this. I just don't know.
Pretty much a classic Orphan Black ending.
True.
Thank you, Graham and John.
Doesn't mean that we like that, though, because we want to know we're going to get another season.
Right.
I hate when we get these and we just don't know, especially with so many shows just being cut, like not even giving them time. Because a lot of people don't even want to start watching shows now unless all of them are out, because they don't know if they're going to get renewed.
Right.
There were several that were recently cut, and it makes me sad because I was waiting for them because I have so much going on at one time, but, you know, whatever.
All right, Sean. Well, we do have some written feedback from Lita Clone Simone, so why don't you read it for us?
Hi, C-Word Pod. Let's get the big shock death out of the way first. No need to end this email on sadness. Daros point blank shot Jules in the head. OG Jules is gone. Yeah, I don't think you're coming back from that. And now we have blonde Jules. It's almost as if that was always going to be her fate, because the end of the very first episode of OB Echoes was Lucy holding a gun to Jules' head as Myung watched on. And I didn't even think about that. That's interesting.
Yep.
They didn't really feel like my people, though. Lucy and Eleanor are kind of the first thing that feel like family to me. That was Jules in this season. Oh, that just makes it sad, Simone. We finally got the entire W.S. Merwin poem to Paula in late spring, the first line of which we found out in Do I Know You? Was the Braille UV tattoo Kira and Eleanor, Kiranor, got for their wedding. Side note, the K&E wedding album is so cute. It's also the title of this finale, We Will Come Again. And unless you trusted someone, Rona did explain to the Miller Manning family that she lost her father quite young and that she did not like her mother. So this whole please print my daddy blackmail was perfectly set up and explains why she was more intrigued rather than upset about printouts when Lucas revealed it all to her in The Paradox of Joyce, especially with them being Quakers.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of Lucas, if those are the tenets of Quakerism, that human connection is all that matters, then you were a shit Quaker for like a week or so. But as Steve said, his advice did lead to Kiranor. Okay, that's going to mess me up.
Yes.
Kiranor reuniting in the final moments of the finale. And for that, I am forever grateful. Jules signs nice PJs to Charlie during the hostage exchange with Tom. It's a callback to the first time that they met in It's All Coming Back. In that episode, Charlie corrected Jules' attempt at signing nice PJs. Prior to Jack finally asking why Lucy chose that name, and she explains it's from a children's book, Lenny and Lucy, which I haven't read nor even heard of until this episode. Makes me wonder if that's actually a real book, by the way.
So, right.
And I was going to look it up, and ADHD brain. I was under the impression it was a vague memory of Lucas. Lucas, Lucy, you know, something like that. Because even Kira reacts to it when Daro says that she goes by Lucy now and Pegasus Girl. Either her reaction was because it wasn't the name Eleanor, which is highly likely, or my personal headcanon, it was a book that Eleanor knew from her childhood, and that's why they named him Lucas. That's where you and I differ, Dr. Banning. You can't let go of the past. I only think about the future. Daro, I don't think anybody really believes that, because why are you cloning yourself or printing yourself? And there it is. Like Eleanor said to Kira in Do I Know You? When Daros first showed interest in Kira's work, Daros only wants to be known as the savior of humankind. Zora, his sister, was only the impetus for that belief and not his drive to succeed in it. He was disgusted that Kira would suggest he made Zora a printout too, so he quite obviously sees them the same way that Lucas initially did, as soulless objects to help humanity. Didn't think about that, Simone. That sounds even worse now for Daryl.
Yep.
And of course, we've come to the biggest cliffhanger. Kira was the 12th Genius Project printout. I was certain it was going to be someone we knew, and yet I was still surprised when Eleanor revealed it was Kira. I don't know why it didn't occur to me. I guess I thought Kira was off limits in that regard. And who knows if this is what Anna Fishko is thinking, But this might mean we actually get some proper answers as to why Kira had super healing and telepathic connection to the other OG clones. Oh my gosh, Simone. I never even thought about that.
Yes. What? She loves this stuff.
Oh my God.
We're going down rabbit holes after rabbit holes. Maybe even the super healing is how they will save Eleanor and Lucy and Blondjewel from the Alzheimer's, assuming they don't end this series with an acceptance of that being their end, because that would also be an interesting way to take this story, but I don't think any of us would actually want that to happen, Simone. No. I'm just throwing that out there. I would like a happy ending for Eleanor, Lucy, and the other printouts, and however many they might actually be. I don't believe Darrow's for a minute. Just like we got in the OGOB series finale. Every time I do that, I'm rhyming. All the clones saved from their reproductive illness and the clone club as a complete happy family. From Simone. Simone, seriously, you have done more digging than I would have like ever believed possible to connect stuff.
Yes.
I mean, I know you've had a little bit more time than we have to be able to watch it, but wow. Like the Kira thing, you just totally blew me. Like, I'm blown away.
Yep. She does mighty fine job with digging into all the connections where we got Fred keeping the science straight for us and Simone keeps us on track with all the connections to the past. So thank you so much, Simone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Simone. Amazing.
Yes, and we do have some feedback from our friend Fred from the Netherlands. So let's hear what he thought about the finale.
Hello, Steve, Sean, and Kim, and all listeners to the C-Word / the Fangirl Zone. This is Fred from the Netherlands with some feedback for Orphan Black Echoes Season 1, Episode 10, the Season 1 Finale. On the internet and in other podcasts, people were complaining that Kristen Ritter was not acting as the main character in this series, as the lead. I don't know if you felt like that as well. Several people were complaining, or complaining is a big word, that Lucy is not the main character in the series anymore, and Eleanor and Jules are becoming more and more important. To be honest, that doesn't bother me. I mean, I'm a big Kristen Ritter fan. I even just recently saw 3 seasons of Jessica Jones, partly as a rewatch and partly because I never saw it. But if the story evolves from one character to another character as being important in the story, then it's just like that. Why must there be a main character and that has to stay the main character during the whole story? I actually love the role of Amanda Fix as Jules. And I think that it's good that the attention shifted to her. And of course a big name as Kristen Ritter draws attention to the series and initially gets the viewers in. But if you then experience that another actor has a much more important role and you enjoy that, you just shift. Be flexible. One of the things I talked about in my audio feedback for episode 9 is how Xander could remember that an earlier version of him died. Well, the answer is simple. There was just a new scan of Paul Darras. If the first Xander failed on a certain scan of Paul Darras, it would be sensible to make a new and later scan, and perhaps even more detailed scan to make the second Xander. That would result in an adult Paul Darras, but perhaps they can correct it or combine it, whatever. And actually, this so-called plot hole is addressed in this last episode, when Xander and Jules are talking about it over a cup of coffee in the kitchen. But we didn't get an explanation in this episode, but since they so prominently talked about it, I mean Jules and Xander, it must be a Chekhov's gun that will be addressed in a second season, if we get one. Most awful is of course the killing of Jules, at least the Jules that we know, and the Jules with whom we build up our experience and we are rooting for. We get a blank slate now, although perhaps not completely blank because the other Jules is already alive also for a while. But the whole connection with Lucy and Eleanor is of course gone. And that was just the most fun part. I really wonder if we get a season 2 that this new Jules is quite different from the previous Jules. And if that's the intention of the makers, I really would like to see how Amanda fixes this task. Perhaps the role of Lucy will become bigger than again, and that people who are unsatisfied by the sidelining of Kristen Ritter get more satisfied. By the way, I think her role was quite substantial in this last episode. When Kira is confronting Daros with, "Are you saving millions or just one?" then I get the impression that Daros becomes a little bit emotional, his eyes become a little watery. He says it has nothing to do with his sister Zora, but I doubt that, especially because he also says, "Imagine that just one of them can cure cancer." So probably his sister did have cancer. Okay, about grading, I would give the season a straight A, whereas the original series, I would give it an A with a double plus, if it ever existed. So the first season is finished. I liked it a lot with the A I gave, that's clear. And we rooted it perhaps for a cameo of Tatiana Maslany. But if they are going to age her in the same way as Felix, I actually don't want to see her in a second season. Of course, I very much hope for a second season and a podcast by The C Word. Guys, thank you very much for doing this. Actually, it was a very nice trip down memory lane as well. And that will be all from my side for Orphan Black Echoes. Greetings, all the best, Fred from the Netherlands.
Well, thank you, Fred, for those kind words.
Yes, Fred, thank you. And again, you and Simone are the two that go so deep diving into all of this and throw things out there that I don't think we've all caught. So I love it. Although I am going to have to disagree with you, Fred. I do want Tatiana in the second season, at least somewhere. I don't care which clone she comes back as, but I want to see her at least once.
Yeah. And
I would love to see her show up.
How could people be angry that Christian isn't the main important person? Because the original Orphan Black shifted it up from time to time, several times during every season they had.
They were mad she was hired in the first place.
Right. Sarah Manning was not the main character of the original Orphan Black every single episode, that's for sure.
I don't think people are looking at it correctly, and they should be, because everybody watched Orphan Black, right? They are clones of each other, or printouts of each other, so of course it would focus back and forth. It's technically the same person.
Exactly.
I feel like it makes more sense because you see them at, like, different points of their lives, too.
Right.
And, like, how something can change for any one of them. I don't know. I think it makes more sense, but yeah. Yep. But Fred, people were mad that she was hired in the first place because there's no way she can do what Tatiana did. And then we heard, oh, she wasn't going to be the clone. She was going to be the scientist and blah, blah, blah. And I think the way it all played out, it worked out even better, to be honest. So,
yeah. Well, we'd love to hear your thoughts on each and every episode this season. Our deadline for feedback is 6 p.m. Eastern every Friday during the season. You can send your feedback via email or audio to contact us at fangirlzone.com.
Please review and rate us on iTunes and any other platforms you use for your podcast. With good ratings and reviews, it helps other fans of the show find us, as there are plenty of other Orphan Black Echoes podcasts out there. Tell your friends, and I hope you're enjoying our podcast. And don't forget to check out all the other great podcasts on Fangirlzone.
You can check us out at www.fangirlzone.com with all the ways to get a hold of us, all our podcasts on the podcast page, or you can just send directly to contact us at fangirlzone.com, because then we all see it. And if you do send feedback about any of the shows that are not currently playing, we will respond to you. So don't worry about that, because we do respond to everybody.
Yep.
So for this episode of Orphan Black on the C Word,
Caster Steve. So, you know, that's something you can find with Mom, then maybe it's worth holding on to.
I'm Kim, and I'll probably never go blind.
I'm Sean, Fangirl S. And until next season? Question mark, question mark?